This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. An unvaccinated Weld County resident has been confirmed as Colorado's 12th case of measles this year. The state health department says the person recently traveled to an outbreak area in another state and was hospitalized briefly. Health officials say this case is not connected to the outbreak in the Broomfield area that is ongoing. Officials also say the best protection against the virus is an MMR vaccine. Out-of-state teachers will be able to more easily get a license to teach in Colorado under a bill under consideration at the state legislature. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Typically, out-of-state teachers must wait months and take additional tests to teach the same subjects in Colorado that they're legally teaching in another state. In 2023, Colorado entered an agreement with 9 other states. Teachers with 3 successful years in teaching within the last 7 years could get a Colorado license. The bill strips the requirement the experience must be within the previous 7 years. The bill aims to address the state's critical teacher shortage. There were roughly 2,800 educator vacancies at the start of the school year. The bill now moves to the Senate floor. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The U.S. House passed a bill to allow use of lead ammo and tackle on public lands. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Like the House, the Colorado delegation split along party lines. Republicans voted yes for the measure, which bans any prohibitions on the use of lead ammo or tackle on federal public lands, with some exceptions. Colorado Democrats voted no. Conservation groups say the lead from shattered bullets can poison wildlife, while gun rights groups say lead ammo bans is a first step to restricting hunting. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In Vail, it's 66 degrees, in Grand Junction, 73, in Colorado Springs, 78, and in Denver, around 82 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 206.